It's here and now. The tiny house movement is getting pretty big. Tiny houses are 300 square feet or less. They're cheaper to build and maintain, and they're used as vacation homes, guest cabins, offices, even primary residences. A rising star in the tiny house scene is Derek Diedrichsen, a 35-year-old rock drummer and father of two from Stoughton, Massachusetts, who produces a web series called Tiny Yellow House. It's been described as Wayne's World meets This Old House. And earlier this month, 20 people from around the country gathered on some property Diedrichsen owns in northern Vermont for Tiny House Summer Camp. John Kalis was there as the sawdust flew.
Derek Diedrichsen is not tiny. He's 6'4" and exhibits a childlike delight in finding discarded material and incorporating it into microstructures he assembles in his suburban backyard, some of which are big enough for a single occupant. He wrote and illustrated a highly regarded book, Humble Homes, Simple Shacks, and has appeared on a number of cable TV shows devoted to home design. The New York Times featured him on the front page of its home section not long ago. Most of the people who showed up at Diedrichsen's 10-acre spread in Vermont's Northeast Kingdom are fans of the wisecracking tiny house evangelist's blog, RelaxShacks.com, so much so that they refer to him by his nickname, Deek.
I'm just trying to give people an opportunity to develop some hands-on skills. You can read books or watch videos on YouTube till you fall unconscious, and you're not going to really learn the skills that you would where you have hands-on experience. Until you start swinging that hammer and actually seeing what you're doing, you can read textbooks, it's not going to help as much as just doing it.
In other words, this way the trim here and the trim here are about the same. Oh, because it's going to be windows, and it's going to be walls.
Regular visitors to Diedrichsen's blog are quite familiar with the various outbuildings on his Vermont property, all of which he built with his brother Dustin. All those structures came in handy during Tiny House Summer Camp.
There's all these cool little cabins where people could stay. We already have a tree house, we have a stilt cabin, we have a log cabin you can stay in. There's people tenting it up in the field. It's like this redneck Oompa Loompa village.
Among the campers for the tiny house building workshop were two teenage brothers who were dropped off by their mother. They attended a book talk Derek Diedrichsen gave at a library near their home in Madison, Connecticut. Here's 13-year-old Chet Sims.
I love little houses. That's not very popular in my grade, but I've always been kind of an enthusiast for small dwellings.
Sims and his 17-year-old brother Maxwell stayed in a log cabin that belongs to a neighbor of Diedrichsen's known as Uncle Bob. Maxwell Sims.
We're sleeping with a black bear rug that watches us at night. Yeah. But it's good.
Another teenager, 15-year-old Willem Smith Clark, and his father came all the way from Oakland, California. He and his dad slept in a treehouse that was just tall enough to sit up in. Back home in Oakland, Smith Clark is into wood turning.
I'm not some super hardcore DIY person, but I just sort of like woodwork in general and the idea of taking raw material and turning it into actually a finished product.
Now that this is all level, we're going to put about 5 nails in each of these ends here. Once we put the flooring and things like that on, it's going to further tie everything together. So these boards are going to be less likely to pull away.
The 20 aspiring builders constructed a couple of tiny houses during the long weekend. The larger of the two was just 8 feet by 10 feet, but had a roof high enough to accommodate a sleeping loft. A professional carpenter from the Adirondacks helped Diedrichsen supervise the building. Because Diedrichsen's camp is off the grid, gas generators were used for power tools. One of the participants already lives in a tiny house. 62-year-old Jan Kenny has worked for years as a large animal nurse. She's currently living in a tiny house parked on a friend's property outside of Philadelphia. Kenny admits she was drawn to Tiny House Summer Camp by Diedrichsen's wacky online persona.
I thought this guy is crazy, but in a good way. And so looking at the various structures that he built, looking at just his imagination, his ideas, it just presented the whole thing as like anything is possible. I love tiny spaces. I have his book. I look through the pages of that and I just think, I could live there. I could live there. I could live there.
Kenny hopes to start a tiny house community in Maine when she retires, and it won't be difficult to transport her tiny house there because it's on a trailer. Three different Vermonters at Tiny House Summer Camp said they're keen on the idea of a tiny house on a trailer because the structure would be deemed a recreational vehicle and thus exempt from property tax. Psychotherapist Jonathan Stein is one of them. The son of a carpenter, he's currently living on a friend's land in Putney, Vermont.
I don't really have the money to buy even, you know, a couple acres of land right now that would be the kind of land that I would want. So I'm on a friend's property. I've bought a very large expedition tent with a wood stove, and I'm now living on a big platform in the woods, saving on rent and putting the money towards a tiny house. And the first step is to actually get a trailer, which I'll be doing in the next week or so. So I'll build it there. It's beautiful where I'm going to be building it, so I could actually live there afterwards if my friend lets me.
Stein has obviously caught Diedrichsen's zeal for using found material in tiny house construction. On the way to Tiny House Summer Camp, he came upon a small stairway on the side of the road and promptly tied it to the roof of his car. Derek Diedrichsen plans to do another tiny house building workshop at his home in Stoughton, Massachusetts, on the first weekend of November.
Our story was produced by John Kalish. We'll have pictures at hereandnow.org.